That one's just fine.
Yeah, it's only this guy. But I'm still concerned about how fat that battery is. Mm-hmm. That is a pregnant battery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that labor is going to be messy.
Greetings, Emperor Posse. And buckle up for the sex. Because it's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
I don't with your host,
know how I feel about any of this.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Let's start it off that way. All right.
It's about as good as we're going to get.
Salsa, tell me about this gorgeous-looking beer.
That, Jesus. Wow. You know, it's bad when James is the one to be like, no, no, we're drinking now, assholes. So, yeah, tell us about that beer that looks pretty to some people.
Be of use.
Yes. We have a... this is a beer from 9 Mile Brewing.
Ooh.
This is the Pecan Pie Porter.
Ooh.
I'm pretty fucking excited about it.
As am I.
Well.
Oh, that smells so good.
What does it smell like?
Ooh.
God damn it. Ooh. Okay, are you going to say beer?
No.
Okay.
Pecan pie.
Oh.
I know, right? Mind blown.
Oh, I see.
Sad. All right.
You're drinking that Bloomington, Minnesota.
And how are we?
Looking for anything I can say. Nope. Oh. It's the
whoa
thing again.
It is yummy.
Fuck, I'd buy a can of that right now.
Yeah, I have yet to find something from 9 Mile that hasn't just been at least acceptable. You know what I mean?
Like a good example of whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They have not let me down on anything yet.
Hmm.
All right.
And their prices are pretty reasonable, honestly.
Nice. It does smell kind of pecan-y pie-y over here, too, actually.
And it's got molasses to it. And
God, nice it sounds like it would be delicious if they didn't fuck it up with hops.
So, what about you, Jenna?
So past me did a favor to current me. Thank you, past me. I left some of the they're not travel bottles. They're like
they're like a double travel bottle size.
Yeah, double travel bottle size. It's just enough for a hand. Is really what it is.
Double travel bottle.
I've got a handy of wine.
A handy of wine is my not autobiography, but
I was gonna go concept album.
What's it called?
Memoir?
Not self help book, but like book of advice.
I think that's a self help book.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm drinking Ménage à Trois Limelight. It is their Pinot Grigio. I have had it before, but I'm having it again because it is delightful.
Is it a lime Pinot Grigio?
No, they're basically just the so Ménage à Trois has a line like this,
mm-hmm.
where they just take the notes that are most prevalent and call it that.
Mm.
Okay.
So it's not added lime or anything like that. It's a Pinot Grigio, but the heaviest note is lime.
Gotcha.
It's not a Bud Limerita.
Well, exactly. Mm. That's what I was like, did they take a wine and put lime in it? Because that doesn't...
No.
That could be okay?
Pinot Grigio in general always has kind of a sharp citrusy thing to it.
Interesting.
So, like, they just kind of... Okay. Highlighted that in the marketing for these tiny, tiny wine bottles, of which I will probably drink three tonight.
For the handies?
For the handies,
bottle.
It's a handy of wine.
Handy. That's real handy.
I just feel like it's something... Yeah.
What? What do you think happens after I have three of these?
Oh. Well.
Anyway, what y'all been up to? I'll start. I bought tickets.
Is it for December?
November. I bought tickets.
Because I think Raterly bought some tickets in December.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about that one. I bought tickets in November.
The December one isn't for you? Is that what I'm hearing?
I wouldn't.
He's going to see the Decemberists in November.
Look, all I'm saying is the show in December would be good. But the show in November, is fucking amazing.
Is that the name of the band?
No.
Is that the name of the comedian?
No.
What is the name of the band on stage? Who? The band on stage.
What?
The band on stage. Yes. Yeah. No. Who are they? No.
Guess who?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Third base. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
No, Foil Arms and Hog is coming to town.
I did see that. Yes. I'm so happy for you.
I have no information about this.
Oh, okay. Sweetie.
So Foil Arms and Hog is right. An Irish trio of sketch comedians.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And they are fucking brilliant. They're so good. They're very eclectic. They have some sketches that are recurring, if you will. They have the son and the mother, who the mother is very much an Irish mother and the son is just like, oh, mom, all the time. Mm-hmm. But then they have, like, the house parties are the best.
Hmm.
Where they will have, like...
The vegetables one.
Like, vegetables have a party.
Oh, my God,
and then,
that
like, each
amazing.
Each vegetable will show up. And, you know, and it's three actors playing all of the parts.
Yeah.
But the rooms of the house have a party. You know, and, like, the kitchen is doing the cooking. And then, like, the upstairs bedroom, everybody keeps handing him their coats. And I was like, why is everybody doing this to me?
See, the vegetable one is my favorite because they have a bouncer at the party. Yep. And, like, tomato can't get in.
Oh.
Tomato's
a fruit.
Well, yep. And because it's Irish, he's like, I'm tomato. And Bouncer's like, no, you're not on the list. He's like, no, I know cucumber. We were in a salad together once. and then Tomato's like, I'm sorry, Tomato is like, I might be under there as Tomato? And the Bouncer is like, so how do you spell that? He's like, oh. the Onion family is like this, just this, like, you don't fuck with them kind of thing. Yep. And the Sweet Peppers are all hanging out together. And, like, the green one's like, Red, why do they all like you best? And then, like, a chili pepper comes by. And it's just, it's delightful. It's ridiculous wonderful and delightful.
When Medications Have a Party was also a really good one. Because, like, Aspirin is the one hosting, and medicines keep showing up, and Suppository is like, oh, Suppository, how did you get in? Came in the back door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then and then Echinacea shows up and they're like, see, this is a party for medicine. And Echinacea's like, yeah, that's why I'm here, man. They're like, no.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty brilliant.
No,
they're phenomenal.
They're fantastic.
They are absolutely phenomenal.
It's like I said, it's a trio. It's Foil. That's their monikers. Foil, yeah. Arms, and Hog.
Yeah.
Foil, because he's the comedy foil. Arms, because he's all arms and legs. And Hog, because he always hogs the spotlight.
Huh.
And so it's Foil Arms and Hog, and they're brilliant. They have all sorts of video, like literally hundreds of videos on YouTube.
And it is check all them out. So good.
Hmm.
Absolutely. I am officially jealous of you, sir.
I mean, tickets are still on sale. You can get some tickets too.
The last time you told me tickets were still on sale, mm-hmm. I went to buy tickets.
So you'd better do it now.
And ended up getting tickets in New York.
Oh,
that was not my fault.
I was like, oh, here's tickets. I was also a little tipsy, but I still blame you for all of this.
That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, it's not, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Sure.
I'm glad you've come to acceptance with this.
I mean, it's better than fighting it. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, Foil Arms and Hog coming to town. I'm so fucking excited.
It does sound
nice.
Even during lockdown, like, they were still putting out content, which was brilliant. Their song that really spoke to me, they did a song called Why Does Lockdown Have to End? And it's the guy singing about he had so many excuses for not going to things. Why does lockdown have to end?
Actually, I mean, had you the can always
excuse. We were in lockdown.
You can always say, like, oh, I may have had an exposure. Like, if you really need the excuse, you can still use the COVID right
Artists
now.
Artists love working for exposure.
So yeah, but anyway, they just have, they're very eclectic. They have a brilliant sense of humor. I'm can't wait. Really, really fucking excited for that. So dear listeners, if you're in America, in somewhere, go to their website and look at their stops here, because they're stopping in Seattle and like Kansas City and a few bunch of other places. I just look straight for Minneapolis, but I happen to see a couple other spots.
So anyway, November,
I will absolutely be at that show.
All right. Nice. Yeah.
So I bought tickets to that. I had a productive weekend in the shop. I finished another bowl.
I saw it. It's glorious. Thank you for posting pictures in the Discord, by the way.
After getting scolded about it last time,
welcome.
This is a piece of wood that came from my wife's grandfather's barn that has been sitting in there for like literally 30 or 40 years.
So it was all dried up.
It was bone dry. Mm-hmm. Bone fucking dry. So much so that it wasn't like, when it was on the lathe and I was cutting, it wasn't cutting off in shavings. It was powdering.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
Like, I was getting wood powder off of the lathe. It was so dry. So I had to do a lot of, like, stabilizing and like, soaking it in lacquer to get a solid enough something for me to actually cut.
Right.
So it was time consuming because I would have to like stabilize the outer, you know, shell and then like do some more shaping and then stabilize some more as I went. We think it's maple. We think it's like rock maple, but not 100% because it's been sitting in a garage for 40 years.
Sure. Absolutely.
But it looks really good. It had these natural cracks running down there, which
that's your bread and butter right there.
Oh, yeah, which I chose to highlight with a black CA glue. It's got these black zebra stripes through it where the cracks were. It looks quite good. I'm very happy with it.
Awesome.
Did that. And then, had a good weekend. We had some pretty good weather, relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking,
We went exploring and we had a picnic down at the actual Nine Mile Creek. Over here near our house, and waded in the creek and had a grand old time.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I did.
Nice. This weekend. I did a bar crawl.
Fun.
I did. James is laughing because I was hung the fuck over the next day when he saw me.
Yeah.
Oh. I only had a drink at each one up until the last bar, which was 4 blocks from my house.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, like I basically finished what I needed to do for the day, and then I Ubered up to Brits to meet up with the bar crawl.
Oh, yeah.
And then, from Brits, it was Lake of Legends, I think, was the next. I don't remember for sure. Mm-hmm. I know we hit Mortimer's, Red Dragon, Leaning Tower of Pisa, and then we ended at CC Club.
Fuck.
Yeah, and that wasn't the whole bar crawl. I didn't get to start with everybody. Everybody else was 3 bars in by the time I met up with them. I learned early on to pace myself with this particular bar crawl.
Sure, yeah.
I had whiskey lemonade at each establishment. Huh.
Oh,
except for the Red Dragon.
Okay.
Where I had food and did not drink. Because every time I have gotten the Red Dragon punch, I end up drunk in the girls' room crying. This has happened too many times.
Moderation at the Red Dragon is alcoholic at any other establishment. Right.
So I was like, you know what I'm going to do with the Red Dragon? I'm going to eat me some carbs. I'm going to get some fried rice and grease
it
some...
up. Yep. I think the reason they call it punch is because it comes in a punch bowl.
But it actually just hits you in the face.
You're telling me that it's like one of your tequila sunrises from...
What it is they give you a huge glass and they don't skimp on the booze.
Nope.
Yeah, Red Dragon is
dangerous. No, and it tastes like candy.
You don't taste it.
Fucking candy.
You don't taste. You're just like, oh, this is really delicious. What the fuck?
Yeah. So I opted not to drink at the Red Dragon.
Fair.
But yeah, I had a whiskey lemonade at every other bar. Mm-hmm. And I got to see some people I haven't seen in years, honestly. A lot of my more COVID protective friends were there.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly because a lot of the places had outdoors stuff. So, you know, we could patio a lot of it. But yeah, it was just, it was so delightful to see so many people. I saw Kyle.
Mm.
He and I were both wearing headbands because of the curls. It was delightful. Yeah. He has more hair than me now.
Yeah.
It is impressive.
Yeah.
And he did have some glorious ringlets going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a curly boy.
Yeah, he is.
Very much so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like, they were, like, he always gets full on,
like, blonde fro.
Oh, yeah.
I always have some kind of a frizz going on. Like, I go to Justin, right?
Right.
And Justin, like, does things to my hair, and it's magical, and it's all perfect when I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, you just do this, this, and this. And I was like, okay. And then I do that, that, and that. Nope. There's always just a little bit of a frizz thing going on. Like, not today, because I didn't. Curl. I went.
Sure.
I did my secret straight-ish top thing where like I basically put a bandana on my head. I brush it back and put a bandana on my head until it's dry, which doesn't take nearly as long as it used to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have straight-ish hair.
Who's except the nemesis bottoms. Of Secret Straight Top? Like, I feel like Secret Straight Top is a spy from the 1960s.
Flamboyant gay bottom?
Probably. I've foiled your plans again, flamboyant gay bottom. Oh, no.
Secret Straight Top. Listen.
Well, you know.
I just went for opposites.
Yeah, like, no, I'm here for it.
All right.
Secret Straight Top. Do you expect me to talk? No, I expect you to sing.
As a queer person, I'm here for this.
Yes. Also in. So it was delightful. I showed up right after the rain. And one of the reasons why I did the Secret Straight Top and my hair program that day is I was like, it doesn't matter what I do with my hair today.
It will
just get fucked.
See, Secret Straight Top to me just sounds like a skateboarding move.
Oh, yeah. And he's going through the kickflip into the Secret Straight Top on the rail. Yeah. And there it is, down to
where's the Secret Straight Top is on the rail.
I mean, well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah.
How else would it stay secret?
Right. but yeah, so I was just like, no, I'm not going to worry about it. So of course it didn't rain because I'd prepared for it to rain and fuck up my hair, right? Yeah. But yeah. I ended up not having to walk through any rain, which was lovely. I expected I would have to. I did not. We went down the slide. There's a very specific slide on this bar crawl that we do every year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I know, right? It's not a very big slide.
Now I'm extra envious.
But it is a slide that we always do. It is tradition.
First you crawl, then you slide.
Yeah.
And then you pick yourself back up again.
So, yeah, but I got to see so many people I hadn't seen in years.
Mm.
Just, like, conversations going from movies to, oh, my God, what happened to your hair?
It's a Secret Straight Top.
The
It really works secret everywhere.
It really does. But no, like, they hadn't seen me for a couple of years, so the last time they saw me, I had hair down in my ass. And they're like, whoa,
that's did your ass different. Get up a lot higher?
No,
my hair is shorter.
Very prominent. My nobody mistakes my ass for where it is other than where it is.
True.
Like,
yeah.
You always know where my ass is.
That's, yeah, functionally true. Yeah.
In the barn with the other donkeys.
I was going to say working his shift at the chicken.
Shit. Right in both the barn next to.
Both of these are acceptable answers.
Next to Paws Cow.
So yeah, did a bar crawl and it was glorious. The weather was actually pretty good overall too. So like yeah, after all the raining happened, I was doing errands while it was raining and I was like, this is gonna suck later. No, it just cooled everything down and there was a lovely breeze and it was great. The only issue I had over the entire bar crawl was we're at Leaning of Tower of Pisa. And
pizza,
because it's got the Leaning Tower on the front.
Yes, but
it's pizza. I can't have the pizza, so it's pizza. God damn it!
Whether you can have it or not doesn't change the name of the place.
Yeah, you're lactose intolerant, not Zed intolerant.
I am not lactose intolerant.
She's not lactose intolerant.
Sensitive asshole.
Have you not been paying attention this whole time?
Don't tell me what I'm about.
That's my thing.
That's true.
But we were there in the back patio, and like it was about to like some people had already moved on to the next spot anyway. And like I'm sitting there having a lovely conversation, a very intense conversation about like narcissism and things like that. And then a little mouse just ran up and then back down the wall and then into the corner. And I was like, well, I gotta go now.
We're leaving. Bye.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll see some of you at the CC Club. And somebody was like, do you think they don't have mice at the CC Club? And I was like, he's a tertiary friend. He does not understand the intensity of it, right? And I was like, if I don't see them, they don't exist. And you are going to stop right now on my phobias. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Did not see any mice at the CC Club, so well done, CC Club.
Yeah, big card at the door.
If I know the CC Club, you probably saw a few rats, though.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, but
so
those are the
many
patrons.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yes, him. Thank you for...
That was the joke, yes, I got it. I understood.
Again, you're stepping on my territory, man. Knock it off.
So yeah, that was lovely. And then Sunday I woke up begrudgingly. Because I had been out until fucking like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like I think I got back at 2, but like I didn't get to bed until 3.
Getting your liver in shape for fast.
Yeah. And like I woke up when I needed to. Not a moment earlier. And I took drugs and vitamins and all of the things. Did not help. I was so hung. I was hung the fuck over from all of that. Like, I'd paced myself well and I didn't get, like, drunk. I got some drunk. Like, you can't do a bar crawl and not get some drunk unless you're, you know, purposefully just not drinking. But, yeah, I got some drunk. I was just because of the day of drinking and dehydration, like, yeah, I was kind of a wreck. So I got up and I went to do some fencing, hung the fuck over. So I didn't get a lot of fencing in, like that just didn't happen. I showed up in a t-shirt that said, I like coffee, fencing, and maybe 3 people. Because that was the most appropriate shirt I could wear. And I walk into the backyard for the fencing booth thing. And Cole takes one look at me and is like, that is the perfect shirt for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep. That's it. I was like, and I am in curmudgeon mode, so let's do this fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mostly just tried not to kill people for the first couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And drink lots of water.
Mm-hmm. Did you earn your trophy?
My trophy? Yeah, I did not kill anyone yesterday. It was great. Hung out with Jane some, which was weird because I always see that asshole.
Yeah.
Did an awful.
So you're saying you had the opportunity to kill someone,
and the motive,
right? I was
had
too
one job.
I was too fucking run down to do anything. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
If I had gotten up, there would have been a murder. But getting up was a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
But yeah, got to hang out with a friend, new name Ryan.
Yeah.
Got to catch up. We caught up for like forever.
Oh shit.
And then I got to fight them for their first time balloon fencing.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I did a thing where I had them do middle of the blade just tapping on my balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
I was like, "Go harder." Yeah, see how that's not popping?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to tap my balloon with the tip of your sword.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see how that's still not popping? Remember when we talked about whipping it? This is what you do. And they got one of my balloons. I was very, very proud of them. I mean, I'm trying to compliment somebody here, but
no, you're doing
keep singing.
I was listening. I can do both, unlike James.
I can do both.
It doesn't mean I'm going to do both, but I can do both.
But no, they actually got one of my balloons.
Excellent.
That's fucking awesome.
And once they did that, I took their last balloon cleanly because I had a point to prove.
No, for this shit.
Yeah. Like, no, that's great. I'm actually, and they did it quickly. Like, they learned very quickly.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's was exciting. Great. And then they did a few more bouts. Now they're talking about doing squires this year.
Awesome.
Super
shit,
excited for them. So yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
So like I finished my bout with them and I was like, all right. You know, I was like, yeah, I couldn't let you just win. Like,
you gotta put them in their place.
I have a reputation to maintain and I'm walking away with them saying this and Cole's like, you have another fight. And I turn around and it's Josh.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, so Ryan, watch me as I eat my words.
Yeah.
This is still your reputation.
Yeah.
Your reputation to lose to Josh. But
actually, I don't have a reputation for losing to Josh up until last year when he suddenly became incredible at this.
That's because he was fencing like 60 matches every day.
I know.
And then also fencing at home.
Owning
and
a booth.
He put the goddamn work into it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no, he definitely earned all of that.
Yeah.
But like, I remember when I used to beat him on the regular.
Same.
I still have my t-shirt that I won from him because I beat him at fencing.
Mm-hmm. Literally won the shirt off of him.
It was his birthday, so all of his gifts were...
It's better the way I said it.
Okay.
Yes and no, actually. No, all of his gifts for his birthday, he had to win.
Yep.
So,
no, that is better.
Yeah.
I have a Zelda glass that changes color when you pour stuff into it.
Because he didn't beat you?
Yep.
That's delightful.
Yes.
Can you imagine having a birthday and not getting any presents because you were just like hungover?
50-50.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, just can you imagine like hungover, having a bad day and just not being able to win any matches?
Yeah.
Like that would be
pretty miserable.
It would be pretty miserable.
Does he at least have the opportunity to try to win them back at a future date?
I mean, if the person's up for it, but that wasn't the point.
That wasn't the point.
I know, but I'm just like, if he's like, I really kind of want that Zelda
glass. Well, the thing is that for any present that, like, he was really going to want, like, there was kind of a backup.
Yeah.
There was a system.
His wife was making sure.
Yeah. His pre-wife at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, pre-wife.
Put the shitty fencers against him on those prizes.
I think we actually got to select packages. We didn't know what was in them.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But we got to select what we were fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
A package worth fighting for.
Yes. So the other thing I did during fencing. So there are a couple of fencers. I will not name names. Just for funsies. Mm-hmm. I think it makes me look kinder as a person, even though I'm not. But there are a couple of fencers that have a horrible habit of leaning backwards a lot. James already knows who these two fencers are.
It's many of us.
It's a lot of you.
There are two very specific people.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. Oh, I do. About. Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
Well.
So the two of them were about to fight each other for the umpteen millionth time. And I was like, all right, I've got $5 on whoever. So a $5 prize to which of the two of you leans back the least, as determined by Cole.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be the one to make that judgment call, and that is his job entirely. He was ringmastering. That's exactly what he's there for. So they did the first bout. And they couldn't quite tell. Like, it was just so fast, they didn't know if either of them had actually leaned, but, like, one of them had kind of maybe started to lean back. So we had to have another.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
And then the second one, like, the other person maybe kind of leaned back a little bit. And I was like, well, obviously there has to be a third one to determine this.
Oh,
and
best
in,
of three,
in between the second and the third bout, I pulled out a $5 bill and I was like, hey, Cole. Here's for incentive. So he takes this $5 bill as each of them gets ready and just rubs it on their mask. It's like, meh.
I don't know if that means that the $5 bill is worth more or less than $5.
Gonna go out on a limb and say exactly $5.
Yeah, I think it's still worth $5 either way. But, you know,
that's lucky.
Integrity, the value of the integrity of that $5 might be in question. so
the integrity of anything at a Boothie event is in question. Let's just lay that out.
Fair.
It's what we do. That's,
yeah, that is what we do.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Yeah.
Did I make a judgment call?
You did not?
That's fair.
So, yeah. Got to meet some new Boothies, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for the new kids. At one point.
I can't wait to drum for them.
Yay.
That's going to be really exciting. That was how I ended up meeting you.
It was so sweet. Oh, God. That got gross.
Yeah, now I'm depressed.
but no, we were all trying to help coach in various ways. And I was like, okay, so give me a moment to do my thing. And I describe pushing your sword out and whipping it as casting a fishing line. And you really want to get the energy out. So I'm like, have you ever been fishing? He's like, yep. I'm like, that's what you're doing. Except it's less shoulder and elbow and more just whipping that wrist, right? And sending that energy out. And he's like, okay, cool. And he did better the second time around, and I was happy. And then later on, another Boothie was giving a very similar talk. It wasn't quite the exact same way I said it, but it was still about fishing. And so somebody else was like, did you guys know that you both are giving the same examples? and I'm like, no, but sure. Like,
seems,
do one of you learn that from the other one? I'm like, I've been doing this for years. Like, in stage combat, the whole idea is to send the energy out. So I've been using that same thing, right? You send the energy out. And I've been using fishing as the example for that. And one of the Boothies is a person that I actually choreographed a human combat chess fight for once long ago.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, no, you told me that. I'm like, cool, I have a buddy.
Well, there
we
go.
I brought my own witness. And it was like, it wasn't like a contention thing or anything, but I'm like, oh, I have been doing that for a long ass time. All right. Like, and it was more for my own mind. Like, oh, yeah, there are people that remember me doing that.
Yeah.
Cool. So.
It's, I mean, it's literally like using a whip, if you've ever used a bullwhip. It's very much the same wrist and forearm action.
Yep. So yeah. Otherwise, it was hanging out. It was good times. It was also somebody's birthday, so there was a glorious cake made for them. I didn't have any of it because I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was definitely
not.
You know,
because she's lactose intolerant.
Sasha, you're the intolerant one. Jenna told me that.
Oh, I am so happy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a delightful time with delightful people. And that's mostly what I did.
Cool. James?
And we'll be back.
Yeah.
After these messages.
You know, if you're going to take that long.
Yeah, well, you went last. You had plenty of time to think.
Right? No, I know exactly what I did. It's just a lot.
Oh, I see.
So, Saturday, I took a road trip with one of my partners and her child and another one of my partners. And it turns out that being in a truck with a 7-year-old there is a maximum dosage. Yeah, and like I love her kid. Her kid is absolutely adorable and fun.
Yeah.
But like it definitely tires you out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, like on the way back,
tell me about it.
I could tell.
I know, right?
Well, see, for just people who have kids, Salsa. Yeah, the both
you
of you who are parents,
explaining.
Yeah. Both of you who have children will understand this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a partner when I've been driving with my 7-year-old, but she also wasn't much of a kid,
right?
She just got old man curmudgeon-y in the back. Like, meh.
I could tell that that the child was also exhausted because at some point we stopped at a Dairy Queen for lunch, and then he was very excited about ice cream with the purple shell on it, the purple dip,
okay,
wildberry
sure
thing. And when he got it, it was in a travel cup because we were traveling.
Right. Which
means they put it in there upside down. It's still intact. Nothing is fucked. It's just in there upside down.
Right.
And he lost his baby mind.
Yep.
Just like, just sobbing, tears just boiling over. Yeah. Just, it's not, it's not, I didn't, it's not right. It's the wrong thing. I know it's, you know, and it's just like, buddy, it's upside down because the cone is on the, I can't have the, and he like tries to separate the cone, like tries to lift it out, and it like separates into two different pieces, a cone full of ice cream and the dip top also full of ice cream.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's broken. I was like,
big feels,
man, you got two ice cream treats there in your hands. And he was like, oh.
Well played.
Yeah, that's very well done.
Well played.
And he ate the whole cone, and then he emptied out the shell with the spoon, and then ate the shell off, and it was just, like, happy, and, like, everything was great again, but just, yeah, just inconsolable for maybe 30 to 45 full seconds.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Do that almost every day of your life for 18 years.
No. No. One of my favorite websites is whyismychildcryingnow.com.
It used to be one of them. Then I got good. Now it's just like,
I plan on enjoying that for a long time. Somebody asked me if I want kids. And the thing is, like, I think that I would love being a dad. But
boiled or braised?
Dad?
Roasted.
Yeah, roasted. I'm roasted often.
But only if they're Irish.
I have a feeling that if I have a child, that they are probably also, like Jenna's child, going to be better at me at vilification tennis and everything else.
Right.
But just like everything that I want to do, they're just going to be...
Oh yeah, my child is a born clown.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he decides to go to clown school, he will just absolutely.
So I think I would be the one getting roasted.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So there was that, and then went from there to a college friend's birthday graduation anniversary housewarming.
Okay.
And we brought along Linguini Rigoletto so that she could meet him and hold him.
Mm.
And she just spent the entire time just quietly, like, cinnamon bunning him against herself and just like content as fuck. Perfect. He was absolutely perfect. And she just like, she was like, honey, we need one. And he was like, no, we don't. And she's like, no, but look at him. He's perfect. He's such a sweet noodle. Like, yeah. Yep. That. So, yeah. We had a great time hanging out with all of those folks. And then, Sunday, got up and I went to booth camp. I went to a booth thing with Jenna.
Were you hungover? Oh God, I get this joke like a year later. Fuck.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Was at a fencing booth thing with Jenna on Sunday. And, I fenced a bunch, and two things. One, I've got a lot of catching up to do. Motherfucking,
I'm so out of shape.
Yeah, I'm both.
Oh my God,
I am rusty at it, and also everyone else got really good.
Mm-hmm.
Fencing frequently, and right. I just haven't had that kind of practice. But then the other thing was, Stefan Senpai very kindly gave me an I-section blade a while ago. The different sabers have different cross sections, and that gives them a different whip quality
right.
to them. And for the last 6 years, 7 years, I've been using not only the same saber, but probably the same blade. And it's a Y section, which doesn't really whip easily.
Right.
Even after 7 years?
Yeah.
I would think after that time it would be a little noodly at least.
Nope.
But, oh, wow.
It's still quite firm. And as a matter of fact, I've
good
noticed...
Good quality blade.
It's a stellar blade.
Yeah.
It's still, like, intact after however many hundred bouts. Yeah. The difficulty is because it does not bend very much...
Yeah, you don't get that wrap...
Yeah, the brand new Y sections, their flexibility. I'm getting deep into saber nerdery, but
dare you?
Their flexibility, I would place it halfway between the Y cross section that I have and the original I sections that were popular at the booth.
Mm-hmm.
My guard constantly gets wrapped. As a matter of fact, I got tagged on my back. Like, my right shoulder blade has a tag mark on it from fencing. So I've been thinking about swapping the blade out, as reliable as it has been and as much as I've gotten used to it. So I swapped it out for an I section that Stefan Senpai gave me.
Mm.
And it's a completely different animal altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole was trying to coach me because Cole used an I section for however many decades. And he's like, yeah, no, it's very different and it's going to hurt your wrist and it's going to use different musculature because not only do you have to start it, but you have to stop it. Where the Y section that you had, it's not going to do that. But this thing is so whippy whippy that it's just unbridled.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent most of booth camp trying to
fence with a bucking bronco.
I swapped it into the handle and the Hungarian guard that's my daily driver with the Epee pommel. Yeah. And there's the muscle that you use for fencing on your forearm.
Mm-hmm. Right in here.
And the muscle,
right in here.
Yeah. And yep. Also the muscles for my wrist are all completely fucked.
My wrist is fine, but right in here, I'm just, because I was actually very specifically, the two bouts that I had trying to focus on wrist stuff, and I just, right in there. Yeah.
I used to, that... When I was juggling every day, that muscle was a lot bigger. I have lost it.
Yeah,
you're such a pansy.
I need to start juggling bowling pins.
There are some things that I found that do
start juggling bowling pins again.
That do work that out. One of them is also just I've got that gigantic fucking fan that I deploy to keep myself cool and also to start fires. And that fan uses that same wrist.
Oh sure.
Flick and the problem is. Just both that is out of shape, and also, fuck, that eye section is, like you said, like trying to fence with a bucking bronco. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try my best to get used to that and put in a ton of practice before we get started with Fest this year. But maybe just doing, you know, a couple hundred champion matches will do the trick.
Right. Well, you can come over. We can work on footwork at the same time.
That would be great.
Which, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do more leg strength training and more like squats and knee physical therapy and foot physical therapy because all of that shit is fucked. Mm. like I've got bad knees and bad feet.
Yeah.
And that's not going to make footwork and leg movement easy. So
I need to start doing some cardio before Fest starts.
That's a good idea too. Yeah.
Cause yeah, I've definitely gotten sedentary. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's the other thing is, you know, if I knock 20 or 30 pounds off, I'll be having a much better time. Yeah. Mm.
Although, this year, all of my shows are on the same stage, so I'm going to be running around a lot less, which definitely helps. But
he's just going to do laps around the stage.
But I mean, my show is not physically exhausting. But yeah, no, just walking around site and stuff like that. I'm just like, I should probably start doing some walking or something just to get back into you know basic form at this point.
But then the other thing that happened is that today is my 5-year anniversary with Jax. And so we have plans for tomorrow.
Oh, yay.
We're going to go to Fogo de Show and just have every meat.
Do you mean Fogo de Chow?
It's pronounced Fogo de Show. Apparently.
Yeah. I was corrected. That is what is the correct pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fogoda Chow but is where I meant.
Thank you.
For everybody, you know, it's kind of like the whole GIF conversation. It's like
Heath.
There is the correct pronunciation, and then there's the way that everyone says it.
And then there's the way that I say it, which is Heath.
Yeah, yes, we know, but that's not what I'm talking about.
But anyway, we're going to the meat stravaganza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a meat raffle?
Oh, my God.
Because if they don't have a meat raffle,
but
the meat
you always win. It's like having a meat raffle, you always win.
I don't know what meat raffle you've been to, but whenever there's a meat raffle, everyone always wins.
Oh, well.
Because it's a meat raffle.
I mean, there is that. But yeah, we're very excited about that. Yeah.
I would be. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah. I was supposed to have a Ville show on Friday, but I ended up backing out because I had digestive problems, which
is
usual for me.
But a good choice to take care of yourself.
It's one of the very few times that I've ever taken that option, and it still feels bad.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm aware. I fell down the hill behind our stage once and, like, broke a toe.
I remember, yeah.
And my wife had to force me to stay home.
Yeah.
And I felt guilty about it.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of performers we are.
Yeah.
Right.
But.
Like, if it was my regular job, I'd be like, I'm taking the rest of the month off. But at festival, it's just like, no, my people, my fans, I need love and adoration and to entertain.
Well, for me, it's more like, not necessarily
show
that I'm going to make the show any better, but just that I've promised
show
to
must
do
go
it.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
also, Queen is amazing.
That's
anything
very
else?
True.
That's accurate.
I think that's all the stuff.
All right. In that case, we are going to take a break.
Woo! Break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. Never trust a sideshow performer.
I just start gnawing on the phone. She fucking lost it. Lost her mind.
And we're back.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Jesus.
Visual jokes for an audio podcast.
That's kind of what we do here.
My teeth hurt a little bit now.
Weird.
I mean, thank you for putting your hole into that thing.
Is a lot bigger than a regular soda can.
No, I know what I said.
Yep.
You're welcome.
I'll sometimes werewolf a beer can to shotgun it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because I've got the right teeth for it.
Oh yeah, and no, I'll just, but this was the rim of a crowler, and these things are beefy.
Jesus, yeah.
So. Yeah,
you could stand on that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I recommend not.
Too late.
Ah.
If Salsa did things that were sensible,
and if it was for the sake of comedy, would do again.
Oh yeah, but like again, we're not visible right now, so
yeah. If Salsa only did things that made sense, I'd be asleep right now.
Oh, hey,
there's that.
Instead, we're here doing a podcast.
Yay!
And you know what? Hey, some of you might not know this, but doing a podcast is not free.
Nerp.
I know, right?
It's free to you.
It's free to your listeners, but not to us.
But we provide money to make this thing happen.
We have website expenses, and we have, you know, booze expenses.
Taco expenses.
Probably the biggest expense.
That is.
The sound, the very specifically, the latest guy, this adorable little gadget that...
After our old soundboard died a horrible death. What we're saying, dear friends, is we don't do this very often, but we're asking for some cash. But we're not just asking for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're asking for you to get some cool shit in return.
That's true.
So,
very true.
Dear listeners...
Wait. Hopefully cool shit.
Hopefully. We'll find out.
We will find out. Oh, God. We are going to find out.
Quite literally. So
what
dear listeners, we're going to have a... Drum roll, please.
Oh, God. You didn't prep me for this at all. You didn't tell me this was coming.
We're going to have a t-shirt campaign.
Yay!
T-shirt campaign. But wheel.
And this is what we're going to do. Yes, we have new... T-shirt designs that we're going to drop on our merchandise page. That's right. Brand new t-shirt designs. As a matter of fact,
there's three of us.
What a strange coincidence. It's almost like each one of us designed a new shirt.
What?
And it's almost like you, that's right, you, can tell us which one you like the most by buying it.
I see the gimmick here.
I know, right? It's laid out on the cards right there.
So I want to be very clear on this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We each designed a t-shirt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And those t-shirts will be for sale.
Uh-huh.
At specified date.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And when those t-shirts go for sale...
Uh-huh.
People will have a limited amount of time to purchase those shirts. Not super limited, but within a reasonable amount of time.
Still batting 1,000.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the person or the t-shirt that sells the most, that design that sells the most, the person who made that design is the winner.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, funny bitches.
I hope so. You designed one of the shirts.
Oh, I did. I'm very happy with it, too. I'm very delighted by it.
Which is pretty cool for us, but more exciting for you is You get an awesome t-shirt.
Brand new shirts.
And you get a t-shirt, and you get a t-shirt, as long as you pay for them.
You can get more than one t-shirt.
Ooh, yeah.
If you like all of them, you can just
buy all three. Like, if everybody buys all three, should we get a three-way tie?
We all win? I would be okay with that. Oh,
Well, if we decide on a prize for the winner...
A prize, you said?
Now, ordinarily, one might say winner, winner, chicken dinner, but I think the more universal... I love
chicken, though. I'm not a big chicken person.
I think the far more universal food for this podcast might be, if not a turbo dog...
Arepas? Turbo dog?
Then maybe...
you don't eat turbo dog. That's weird. I mean, consent first, I guess.
He said it, not me. Don't look at me that way.
I'm not entirely certain where he's going with this, actually. Do you know where he's going with this?
I thought I knew where he was going with this. How do you feel about tacos? Bananas.
Oh, I do like tacos.
Tacos are good.
Okay, so the winner gets tacos?
Winner gets tacos.
Winner gets tacos. Winner's, I like tacos. Yeah,
winner gets tacos. And you get a shirt.
Yeah.
So everybody wins.
At least one shirt.
At least one shirt.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe two, maybe three, maybe even more.
I hope it's mine.
I mean, what you could do is, if there's a design you really like, say my design.
Which you won't know which one is which.
Yeah, you're not going to know which one is which.
To be fair, it'll probably be pretty obvious.
You might be able to guess.
But you don't know which one is
You might be able to guess. We've been working on this for a bit.
Anybody that spends a little bit of time listening to this podcast will probably
Which is kind of the correct amount. Yeah.
But like, you could buy one of each for yourself so that you can remain fashionable all the time.
Yes.
But then if there's one that you particularly enjoy, say mine, you could buy t-shirts for your friends. To make sure that the one that you want to win wins.
Fashionable and comfortable gifts for your friends.
Absolutely.
So, dear friends, starting on August 1st.
Woo!
First.
No.
Which is not that far away, which is only about a week away.
Yeah, okay, that one I'll accept.
Starting on August 1st.
First.
We will open it up. Nope. There will be a link. On our website, on the AONpodcast.com website, there will be a link to the t-shirt competition. You can either go there, click on that button, and you can take a look at all of the different designs and go, oh, these are really cool. And then you can go to our merchandise page and buy them. Or if you already know how to get to our merchandise page, just go straight there and peruse around and look at all of the other designs that we already have. Mm-hmm. We have stickers on there for our old For Science design.
That's so handsome.
Billy, I believe, is still on there. The t-shirts. You can buy a buckle up for the sex bar stool.
Oh, yes.
We've got all this crazy merch that I don't think people realize we have.
Lots of options.
So you will win if you buy a bar stool, obviously. None of us will win with this particular competition. So you should buy a shirt as well.
For your bar stool.
For the bar stool, yes.
All right.
You don't want your bar stool wandering around naked.
No, you don't want it to get cold.
I do.
You're rude.
Uh-huh.
No. All right.
Anyway, starting on August 1st, the competition will open. You will be able to look at those shirts. You will be able to purchase those shirts. You will be able to receive those shirts and put them on your torso and be nice and warm and snug and happy, knowing that you have a really cool shirt and have helped one of us get a step closer to winning those tacos for salsa. Competition will end.
I see what he did.
Competition will end the last day of August.
A full fucking month.
We made it really easy. Start and end of month.
So I don't want to hear, I don't have a paycheck.
Yeah, no, you'll have plenty of time, and you
I mean, unless you don't have any paychecks,
it's pretty easy to know when the competition ends, because a month will end.
T-shirt Thunderdome?
Thunder.
T-shirt.
The t-shirts cover your torso, but you only need the edge.
Three t-shirts enter. And then you buy as many as
you
would like.
Yeah. Okay, so all hype aside.
No, I want to add a little bit more hype.
A little more hype.
Here's the deal. I have seen all of these t-shirt designs, right?
Uh-huh.
I love all of these t-shirt designs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I legitimately...
That's quite literally what I was about to say.
Oh.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
That's so hype, though.
I was going to say it in a more serious, like, real talk teen style. But no, we went this direction.
I fucking love these designs, this you guys. Shit. Yay. Oh, that's my line in the... That's your line in the script. Shit. Sorry. Oh, God. This is awkward.
Where were we? Anyway, yes. No,
we wore the same t-shirt.
So anyway, you've seen all three t-shirt designs. And
they're all good. I legitimately do not know who might walk away with a winnership in this one.
That we had a lot of fun with this one.
We had so much fun. We did have constructive criticism for each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we weren't just trying to be like,
together.
I'm going to make this thing and you're going to like it. Like, no, we worked together to make sure that each of us had solid designs for what it was that we're producing. We want to make sure that you guys have good quality stuff
because
to pick
even
from.
Though I do have the best design, we wanted to make sure that everybody, no matter who you decided to vote for, ended up with a good quality shirt that you would want to wear.
Yes.
You know? So. And they are. They are legitimately good designs that I'm super psyched.
And they're all different. They're all very unique.
Oh. Yeah, they are super different.
They're very different, like, vibes, but also, like, super good.
I'm legitimately going to buy all three.
I am, too.
Me, too.
But not until September 1st.
Well, if you buy all three, then it doesn't matter. Unless you buy your own, and then in September you buy the other two. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Oh.
Do we want to have any kind of stipulation about buying your own shirts?
Nah.
Well, I suppose.
All right,
if you
let's
buy
remember,
all your own shirts in order to win the tacos.
You're spending more on shirts than tacos at that point. You could just buy yourself some goddamn tacos.
Yeah, but then I have shirts and tacos.
But also, more importantly, dear listeners, and getting back to the original point of this, is we do have a new piece of equipment here in the AON Labs that James paid for with his own money because we needed a new soundboard, and James did it.
Took the initiative.
Yep, and so he paid for it out of his own pocket, and so to help mitigate some of those costs, to help him repay him a little bit of money for the soundboard, and Jenna has been paying for the website and stuff like that. So
I have been. I keep forgetting.
Yeah. So we...
oh, shit, I do that!
And here's the thing. We are completely happy doing that.
Absolutely, like absolutely.
We do not begrudge anybody that, but it is a cost, and we figured we haven't had a new t-shirt design. We'll kill two birds with one stone. We'll help mitigate that
and
cost and get everybody get some cool swag. And so keep your eyes open. Look on the website on August 1st. Like I said, we will be talking about it. Don't worry.
Keep your eyes peeled and your torsos clothed.
Yeah.
Or keep your torsos ready.
Ooh.
Prep your torso.
Prep your torso.
Ooh, that's our slogan right there.
Yes, there we go.
Prep your torso for the AON t-shirt again.
Oh, God, I love that. My nipples are hard. Oh,
don't cut through the t-shirt, man.
But if I shred this t-shirt, I'll need a new one.
Oh, no, that's actually a solid plan. I was going to say one more thing, and I forgot entirely what it was. My goodness. Nope, don't remember. I'll remember later, sure. I'm going to have more wine. That'll help me remember.
Right, that will definitely help.
So we just want to say prep your torsos, everyone.
Yeah.
Because the t-shirt. Oh,
that was it. Okay.
All right.
Sorry. Timing. I got excited.
You're going to make her forget
it. Throw yourself behind a train.
Just say the thing.
I forgot. No, I can't. I didn't. If people in the Discord server would like to speculate before the t-shirt thing goes live, what the t-shirts might be about. Because they are definitely about things that have happened on this podcast, all three of them. But then also, once it goes live, go ahead and speculate as to who designed which one. The Discord channel will be a lovely place to have those fun conversations.
Indeed.
Talk about those designs.
Talk about it.
Discuss all of the ins and outs of t-shirts. Yeah. I think that would be fun.
No, yeah. It's going to be good. I'm genuinely excited about this.
I'm so fucking
We've been working on this for a while.
For like 6 months. Yeah. And then I moved, and then,
I moved.
You moved. Yeah. God.
I took a nap.
Yeah.
Actually, I helped you move.
Yeah. That's... I helped Salsa move.
Well, there you go.
Fuck.
But we wanted to do this right. So, yeah. As I was saying, prep your torsos, everyone. For the AON t-shirt competition extravaganza. And we'll be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Notice I did not offer the vodka mule.
I did notice that.
Mm-hmm. But you did give me a handy, and I appreciate that.
I gave you
that.
A handy.
Of wine. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
I feel like I should clarify what just happened there. Jenna gave me handy. Pinot.
Yes.
You're not making it better.
No, slightly better, but still Pino not
handy.
Good.
She gave me a citrus handy.
Oh, I haven't even done that for Joe yet. Hold on. Shit.
Let me just...
you haven't given him orange chicken.
You're going to work the head a little bit?
Yeah, I'm just going to twist the top here.
Okay.
Twist the top. Here we go.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Oh, it's going to spill all over my chest. Hold on.
Oh, God.
It's going to get his beard wet.
Get on my chin.
Yeah. His, quote, beard wet.
Oh, fuck.
That's quite delightful.
Yeah, it's a Pinot Grigio.
That's a good handy, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome for that handy, Salsa.
Well.
You feeling left out, James? Because I'm not going to help with the situation.
I'm over here helping myself.
No,
it's fine.
God.
I'm content.
Do you know what we have for you?
Does penicillin help?
Penicillin does not help for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
I know, right? Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
You already got one drum roll, goddammit.
Mr. and Mrs. Senpai.
The senpais!
Plural.
Plural, senpais.
I know. would that be senpai?
Senpices.
Senpices. They're fish.
Yeah. Yep.
Like
matrix to matrices.
So senpices would be like in Sims 4, where you have like the little koi pond.
Yeah, but it's like the Dreamcast Seaman.
Oh, okay.
But more than
I think sempotes.
Ooh, sempotes.
Ooh, I like that.
Sempotes.
Sempotes.
Sempedals.
Oh, no, that's somebody else's theme song.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, that's the Zestorus.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, now that's stuck in my head.
Opening thoughts. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Jennifer and I are out on a camping weekend to celebrate our anniversary.
Aww.
I love camping now that it's not a family-friendly activity that I have little input on. I love camping now. I said family friendly. That is not what he said.
It's just family.
I love camping now that it's not a family activity that I have little input on.
There you go. Okay. Yep, got it. Yeah.
When you're the adult.
Right. And you can just drink near the
fire. I'll have that to look forward to.
I don't know that you'll ever get there,
James.
Sweetie.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Deciduous. Or coniferous?
I have trouble making up my mind, so I'm probably coniferous.
I really do not like coniferous trees that much.
Hmm.
They're not my thing.
Really?
They First of all, I know the question is not about the wood, coniferous wood is usually softer and not lower quality for building materials, and for making things like bowls and things like that. But coniferous trees are just the pine needles or pine cones and just they're gross and I don't like them. Whereas deciduous trees, like, those are the trees that you climb when you're a kid. You get to climb up in the trees and you don't climb a coniferous tree.
Oh.
That's not a thing.
No, you decorate.
Don't you?
Coniferous trees usually have a central pillar with smaller branches coming out of it. Whereas deciduous trees, they have nice branching. You know, they split here and there. They've got
both.
You know, they're better for climbing, and then you don't get your fucking face scratched up by the pine needles.
For me, it's about the sap.
Also, I don't like the sap
stickiness.
Like, maple is still going to be pretty sappy as well,
but
definitely with a coniferous tree.
Coniferous trees are just
you're gonna be sticky.
They just eke sticky. It's kind of gross. And I do like decorating a tree for like Christmas or something. It's delightful. My favorite trees are birch.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and weeping willow.
Ooh. I love willow.
Fucking a weeping willow is glorious.
Salix.
And none of that involves sap or needles, so...
Yeah.
We're all about oak in our family.
Sure.
Oak is huge. But a mesquite or an applewood is really good for grilling.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Fruit trees are all deciduous trees.
Sure.
You know, so you get the apples for making cider. You get the cherries for making cherry mead.
Pears for making pear cider.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know.
So when you think of logos for camping, you think of more of like the pine tree kind of thing.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's true.
And when you're thinking of like a park as opposed to a very camping
deciduous,
thing.
Yeah.
It's very deciduous.
Camping is usually pine. Huh. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is.
Tents and trees.
Because I hate camping near coniferous trees.
Yeah, because they'll get shitty stuff all over your tent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it oak trees that have the helicopters? Or those elms?
No. I think those are elms. Oaks have acorns.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Might be elm.
I'm pretty sure it's elm.
I'm trying to remember because I just remember I grew up on a farm that had a lot of different types of trees, and I do not recall which trees they were, but at a certain point, just the yard was fucking littered with those helicopters.
Yeah.
And that was a blast. We would take them, we would just scoop them up by the handfuls and then bring them up into the tree fort and then drop them.
Used to just throw them up in the air, but because we didn't have a tree fort because we were poor.
My dad built ours out of scrap.
Okay, we also had parents that didn't care.
Just most of the woods that I use that have the most beautiful grain, like black walnut.
Oh, beautiful wood. Sure. Yes.
Definitely, you know.
I'm going to go. I'm leaning birch on this one, regardless of the actual question.
Birch is beautiful.
I was actually reminded of this story like just a couple hours ago, actually, where Joe and I went to a resort and they made a fire for us, but the fire went out right away. But they had left a bunch of firewood.
Ooh.
And Joe was like, should I go get them to restart the fire? I was like, no, we're doing this. He's like, but we don't have any kindling. I'm like, we've got birch bark. Mm-hmm. Start peeling.
Yep.
And like, so he was like, what? Because he's a city boy. And I was like, no, here's what you do. And he's like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. So he was fascinated like a toddler with a set of keys for like 5 minutes. peeling off like strips of this birch bark, and we got enough. Started some kindling, started a fire. Like with inside of like 4 to 5 minutes, we had a roaring fire on the beach, and he's like, "You're magic." And I'm like, "No, I just learned how to do this at a young age." To him, to this day, like earlier today, he told me it's just witchcraft. And I was like, okay, well.
And there's birch bark canoes and things. But the other one I was thinking of was sycamore. Have y'all ever seen the bark of a sycamore tree?
No.
I don't think it is so fucking cool. Because the bark, like, chips off just through natural wear and tear. Because it's the bark is rather flaky.
I've met people like that. I had a date like
and
that
so
once.
And so, like, the bark will flake off, and then what is exposed to the air will change color.
Ooh.
And so you get these, like, mottled, rainbowy colors
that's fun.
Of the trees. Plus, in the fall, a deciduous forest is gorgeous.
Oh, my God,
and,
that's true.
Coniferous forest is...
There.
There's something like weirdly cozy about walking through a deciduous grove when it's just a little bit crisp out.
I mean, I don't have anything against I can't say these words, actually.
Pardon me, a coniferous grove, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have anything against a coniferous grove. Tree, but I just have more heart for, like, because, like, going up north, I actually think the coniferous tree a lot, but, like, also birch trees.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I can tell I'm north, is that's what's happening. There's pine and birch just all over the fucking place, so.
I do love autumn leaves. It's one of my favorite times of the year for magical. That specifically. Yeah. And I love, like, springtime bloom with apple blossoms and cherry blossoms. So I got to go deciduous.
Yeah. I have decided on deciduous.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number two. Solid or liquid?
I definitely prefer having solid poops to liquid poops.
Gross.
Might be a soap question.
Could be
a soap question. They're camping, I'm assuming it's more camping esque type questions.
Like, is it better to pack a bar of soap or a bottle of soap?
I usually end up having a primarily liquid diet when I am camping.
Just booze?
Just booze.
Yeah,
more or less.
Yeah. Booze and coffee. Yeah.
I mean, I do eat solids at mealtimes, but otherwise I'm just drinking. Because that's what you do when you're camping.
I mean, that's what I do when I'm camping. That's
do you have more fun on the lake when it's solid or more fun when it's liquid?
Oh, I don't have fun on the lake at all, but next to it is awesome. I don't care if it's solid or liquid. I want to hang out on the beach, thank you. That's why there's a beach.
Skipping rocks is so much easier when it's frozen.
I love watching pond hockey.
Oh, yeah.
But I much prefer skating in an actual, like, nice, you know,
sure,
okay,
rink.
Because of the Zamboni.
Exactly.
I just love the word Zamboni.
I drive a Zamboni.
But that's
it's bony.
I think I gotta go liquid.
Zamboni.
Because if you're specifically asking about a lake, I would say liquid.
Yeah, if it was a lake, there's something about listening to waves crash on the shore that is just magical. One of my favorite camping trips, company aside, because that was a poor choice, I went to Lamb's Resort, and they have camping spots that are right up near the lake. So you know how Lake Superior has, like, the cliffy things?
Yep.
And there's, like, the rocks that you can, like, step down and like, so you've got shores that are basically rock, but mm-hmm. you can still like go up and stuff. Yeah. The spot that I had was basically like right up next to those rocks. Mm. So there was like maybe a 3-foot drop and then rocks and then water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the rocks went out for about 10 to 15 feet. So like,
yeah,
you just like, I just went to sleep with the sound of waves crashing against the rocks, like 10 feet from my head.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
You just reminded me of falling
and
asleep
a little
on
bit light rain too.
Madeline Island.
A little light rain on the tent.
On Lake Superior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm at the farmhouse that was at the top of the cliffs, just above a wooden staircase that had been built down to the stone beach.
Yep.
And just like hearing the breeze and the the waves.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Glorious. So my wife and I, we had our anniversary, or I'm sorry, our honeymoon. On the North Shore, and
I had my honeymoon on the North Shore too.
A coworker of mine had also had his on the North Shore, and he gave me a bit of advice, and it was amazing. He says, "This is what you do: you get your room
because
it's October, so it's a little, just reaching like nippy level outside. You know, it's still nice during the day, but definitely sweater at night. And he goes, this is what you do: you open your windows, and you put a fire in the fireplace.
Fuck yes.
Fire keeps you warm. The window stays open so you can hear the waves crashing. And that's what we fell asleep to on, like, our first night as a married couple was the waves crashing on the North Shore. And it was...
Oh, that
was
glorious.
It was so wonderful.
Shit.
That is
it was
lovely.
Fucking beautiful. It was so wonderful.
Yeah. Aw.
There...
That's fucking
fantasize
cute.
Fantasize about... like just going to an island in Lake Superior or going to the North Shore and just building a cabin and being able to listen to the waves. And
you should go move to that island in Ireland.
The Ireland Island?
Yeah. Aaron Moore.
The Ireland?
I would do that.
It's an island in Ireland that their population has been dwindling because people keep moving away. And so in order to try to entice people to show up, they put in high-speed fiber all over the fucking place. Like, this island, tiny little island off the County Donegal, has some of the best internet in the world. And they're basically like, Americans, Australians, come move out here.
I want this so badly.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I have fantasized about all of these things.
Yeah, no, it's an island off the northwestern coast of Ireland, and they're basically like, we need people to move here.
Yeah,
so,
the only reason that I haven't moved to the Outer Hebrides is purely for internet reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Yeah,
that's what this island has.
Fuck.
Right.
So.
All right, so we'll talk about our plans for moving in about 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Anyway, question number 3.
God damn it. Hate you.
Pre-cooked or all fresh?
Huh.
If I'm going camping, some of it's going to be pre-cooked.
Some of it's going to be pre-cooked. I do...
At least pre-mixed.
Pre-mixed. Okay. Definitely pre-mixed. Yeah. But I do actually... I think most of my stuff is fresh. Like, I'll buy meat and stuff on the way up to wherever I'm going for grilling, because that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes, like, I will slice and season, and then tin foil there.
Hmm.
I think this question really hinges on if we're talking about lunch or dinner. Because lunch is going to be pre-cooked, but dinner is going to be fresh.
Oh. Huh.
No, I agree with you, actually. That's more... Like,
You wake up, you cook breakfast, you're hiking, you're doing activities, you want to just grab something, shove it down your throat, can go back to swimming or canoeing. Dinner is when you come back to the campsite, when you go, okay, now I have a few hours, you know, I've done all the canoeing and the swimming and the hiking, now I'm going to sit down, I'm going to drink, I'm going to cook.
Nope. I'm actually pretty much there with you, except that breakfast... is generally not cooked unless I don't have something to get to right away.
We usually
like,
do...
Like, if I have to go somewhere, I'm just eating whatever the fuck.
No, that's fair.
If I have the time to cook some eggs over a fire, I'm going to cook some eggs over a goddamn fire because that's amazing.
Yeah, we usually do...
Eggs and bacon.
We usually make a pre-mixed pancake mix in a bag.
Oh, yeah.
That way we can just blit it into the pan and then cook pancakes and eggs
I'm sorry,
breakfast.
How do you do that again?
You just blit it into the pan. Every single person listening knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, God. I missed that sound one more time. How do you do that?
It's okay, I'm going to spell this out for you, Jenna. You blit it into the pan. Okay. It's really that simple.
You blah it into the pan?
No.
No, not blah. Blah. You blah it into the pan.
Blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blaying it into the pan is, you don't want to do that. No,
yeah, you might miss.
That's a recipe for a mess.
Yeah. Jesus. There are bystanders.
I do like the little tips and tricks things, the pancake batter and like a ketchup bottle type thing.
I hate that.
Yeah?
Don't put it in. No.
No?
No. Huh.
You go thicker with your pancake batter, don't you?
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm a thin pancake person.
It's just runny and watery. That doesn't make a good It doesn't make a good thick, pillowy
Look,
pancake.
If I could do crepes over an open fire.
There is that.
I like a nice, thick, pillowy.
She makes a
that
good
way
point.
You can put blueberries and chocolate chips or pecans That's, or something inside I mean, the pancake. It needs to be thick enough.
But if you make a crepe, you can put fruit and chocolate into it.
Into or on top of it.
But it doesn't,
oh my God,
it doesn't
I'm just hungry for the crepe the syrup.
My daughter was so sensitive to everything, I had to do it all buffet style. Put things in a
the
pancake.
The fluffier and pillowier a pancake is, the more it soaks up the syrup.
Yeah, and I'm kind of a syrup guy. I'm more of a butter guy.
Oh, it soaks up butter, too. Honey.
I like
it's definitely that.
I like honey with blue corn pancakes because like the corn and the honey is fucking incredible.
I like them with buckwheat.
But otherwise I'm a butter or jam person actually.
Yeah, jam.
Like jammy
jam on
syrups.
A pancake.
Mm-hmm.
I like I like maple syrup
jelly
with
would be amazing.
That would be pretty good.
Shit.
I like maple syrup with French toast.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And I dip it because, of course, I dip it.
Like syrup in my coffee. Way.
Well, now you lost
Question number four.
I'm not even mad about that one. That was the appropriate.
Just moving on.
I'm going to say fresh.
Yeah.
Adventurer or... Oh, yeah, I guess we answer that. Adventurer or homebody? I am obviously a homebody. 99% of the time, unless we're talking about camping, in which case I'm going to get away from that campsite and I'm going to walk around and explore.
I used to come home at night and watch television, and I don't remember how.
When camping?
No. Just in general.
Okay, we're assuming a camping thing.
What are you talking about right now?
Just being a homebody versus adventure.
You used to come home at night... And don't remember coming home?
No.
What
I remember coming home.
What did you say again?
I remember that there was a time in my life when I would come home from work or something.
Okay.
And then I would turn on the television and I would just watch it. And I know that other people do this and I don't remember how.
Like, you don't remember how to do the thing you used to do? Or you don't remember how you did it in the first place?
Kind of. That, because
they're kind of two different questions. Like, you to a point in your life right now where you don't do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's more of, like, where I'm, like, because
I get home, I do some chores, I record podcasts, or I go to do a thing, or I have a show to rehearse or something. I have stuff and I don't know what what happened. Yeah. But I just don't have that anymore.
I watch Netflix and YouTube while I'm working during the day. I have my workstation here, and then the TV is in the corner of the room.
Bastard, and you can do that.
It's just always on, you know. And
yeah.
I maybe see 40% of it. You know, a lot of it is just going past without me being aware of it.
Yeah.
Or you know, it's just I'm listening to it. I watch a lot of different groups that I am a fan of playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm. Just videos of like the Viva la Dirt League people playing Dungeons and Dragons,
sure.
or the Ox Venture group playing Dungeons and Dragons, mm-hmm. or Epic, mm-hmm. you know, or Adventure Time playing Dungeons and Dragons. You know, mm-hmm. I just have that on, and so I don't have to pay much attention to it.
Adventure Zone.
Yes, that's yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't have to pay attention to it. You know, I
can. And you haven't gotten into Twitch.
I know.
Right.
Well, because that involves other people.
Well, I also...
Only if you choose to.
Can you stream Twitch to your PlayStation?
I think so.
Does it have a...
Pretty sure.
A Twitch app?
Most things at this point have a Twitch app.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've never actually looked because I've run my... I have an old modem thing that connects to the PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I watch... I watch, again, YouTube and Netflix. I can't even get Disney Plus on that.
I mean, I Chromecast Twitch from my phone onto my TV.
Yeah.
Because that's how I like doing it. Yeah. I like messaging with my phone and then having autocorrect fuck up everything.
So the thing is I have the TV on with something on for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
But I probably only watch...
20 minutes.
An hour and a half of TV a day.
Yeah. Like, I have, there's a stream that I watch in the afternoons when I am working from home, just because they know I'm working from home. So I don't feel bad if I disappear for a couple of hours.
Right.
Like, and they generally go from about noon to about 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to catch some of it. And if I'm doing menial stuff, like, I'm going to catch more of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have meetings and I just disappear, they're like, oh, well, somebody had to go into a meeting.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
I just, like, I always have stuff to do now.
Yeah.
And, I used to go camping a lot more, too.
I do wish I had more time for camping.
I really...
Like, I think... Yeah. Like, I was... I honestly, if I hadn't moved out of the apartment, I probably would have done more camping earlier. And now that I'm in a house that I'm going to be in for a bit...
Sure.
Next spring, summer, early summer...
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, I'm going camping, bitches. This is happening.
See, we usually go 3 or 4 times a summer.
Yeah.
And that's about enough for me.
Yeah, that seems that's like the right amount.
Good.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of other activities that I do on the weekends. Having a weekend where you just don't do anything is pretty nice.
Yeah.
But there's, like I said, 3 or 4 times, you know, one weekend we will go with just us, as you know, me and my wife and our 2 kids.
Mm.
And one of those trips will be with, like... my wife's sister and her husband,
sure.
And then we'll do like a large friend group camping trip, and then maybe there'll be one more thrown in there depending on the year, but like there's usually at least those 3 in a summer.
Yeah.
I try to, it's a little harder with a partner who is allergic to the planet.
Absolutely.
So like one of my goals for this year was to do solo camping, and I didn't really get that.
Summer's not done yet.
No, it basically is, because
Fringe is coming up. Yeah,
I don't even have Fringe. I have Convergence stuff though.
Well, I have
5 shows during Convergence. Yeah. So,
but in a standard year, there's Convergence, and then there's Fringe, and then there's Renaissance Festival, and it just really eats up.
Well, this year Convergence and Fringe. So Convergence and Fringe are both the weekend before Fest.
Sure,
I'm just kind of fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next up would be October, which I know is doable, but I get real cold by the end of Fest.
That's when you start doing a cabin.
And yeah, that's when cabin time.
Something with a fireplace, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm pretty much out of time for solo camping this year, unless I do some overlanding and sleep in my car and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's a possibility.
I mean, it depends on how
about.
Far south you want to go.
Oh, I'm not going south.
No, I'm just
fuck
saying that you could probably find, like, if you went down to, like...
Visit our friends in Seattle.
Well, I wasn't even, not like Grand Canyon or something
west.
Like that.
No, I know. No. I was offering that as an alternative to going south.
Salsa was talking about south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying instead of going south.
So Salsa was saying going down too, and then you said Seattle, and I was like, well, that's not the direction you gotta get
to
Seattle.
Listening to Salsa.
James is... Remember, he we now officially know James is special.
That's true. I have papers.
Yep.
So. Yay! Is that like my certification that I'm sane?
I was going to say. Yeah. I can put this, it's like your project manager qualification, but not as attractive on a resume.
Yeah, that doesn't get you that extra salary bump. Mm-hmm.
And not so far.
We'll also usually try to do one trip right up north at Lake Superior, and then we'll try to do one a bit closer to home.
Yeah,
there's some great camping spots just like an hour south of us.
I like
hitting the North Shore when
I think
camping. I think all of the plants and everything that exist along the North Shore or in northern Minnesota. Honestly, well,
again, the sound of the waves.
I should see if there's a cabin on. Madeline Island.
You should see if there's a cabin on Madeline Island.
I wouldn't be surprised. Or
You've
even
talked
an Airbnb.
About Madeline Island
I love
for
it
years
so much.
Madeline Island is amazing.
Yeah, you should look into that.
There was a Vardo on Madeline Island that we drove by one time.
Oh,
where it was the most random thing.
Yeah.
We're driving on Madeline Island and we went past this driveway that had a Vardo in it. Like,
that's
fucking
amazingly,
like, brilliantly painted,
nice,
beautiful barrel Vardo. And we're just like, what the fuck is that doing here?
Nice.
Yeah, I just imagine packing up my typewriter and all of the sweaters that I own for some October and just go up there and
drink
my lunch and breakfast and then eat dinner.
All work and no play make James a dull boy.
So, okay. To the point of the question, adventure or homebody?
Adventure.
As far as camping is concerned, I like to do a little bit of both, but I gotta say I am kind of more of the sling a hammock, hang out, and listen to the waves kind of a person.
No, see, I'm going kayaking.
And I'll take care of cooking and cleaning and making sure the campsite doesn't get too fucked up. I like to have a hike in there, but
just
a casual one. I'm not much for going too far.
You
want to
drink wine and read a book.
I really do, yeah.
Yeah. There's
in a place where nobody can contact me from work.
Holy shit.
That's really what it's about.
Where nobody is going to walk up to you and go, what you reading?
I already said I was sorry, Salsa.
So yeah, a little bit more of a homebody for me.
Okay, and James,
Adventure.
Okay.
Yeah. I love going on hikes.
I thought so, I just make a trip.
Kayaking.
Question number five. Lake or shower?
I actually don't like swimming a lot. I like wading in pools and I love soaking in a hot tub, but lake swimming just isn't my deal.
Because they use the same cloth to clean the edge that they use to wash the dishes.
It really, really depends on the lake.
Yeah.
If it's got a nice beach, then I enjoy lake swimming. But if it's more natural and there's like foliage in the water,
No, that's fair.
Something about like seaweed and aquatic plants
I don't like really, the feel on my skin. It's so gross.
They trip me out. They really do. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I really feel like they're going to wrap around me and pull me under, and it's this weird phobia that I have, but I really hate it.
No, that's fair.
Phobias are as much rational
as I enjoy going swimming in lakes or rivers, I'm going to go take a shower after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do like to be clean after. I mean, I suppose you can wash up at the side of the lake if you have the right kind of soaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shower.
Yeah. Shower.
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 All right.
Oh man, a hot shower after swimming or going kayaking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's real good. Okay. We open up the next section and it says deciduous or coniferous. Where would you rather camp in the summer? Southeast Minnesota, where it's mostly deciduous forest, or northeast Minnesota, where it's mostly coniferous forest.
Carnivorous forests? I'll do it, but probably not more than once.
I love the Northeast.
Give me
the North Shore. Give me the Iron Range. Give me Boundary Waters.
North Shore, Boundary Waters.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't actually camped much in the Southeast. I mean, maybe I should give it a shot, but
there is some fantastic places south of us. and honestly, it's southwest of us, but New Ulm, there's a state park there.
Okay. I've got a state park sticker right now because I did go camping it's not very far from the Shell Brewery.
So what we like to do is go down to the Shell Brewery and then go camping.
You're not selling this.
Even my sister-in-law and my wife, who don't like beer either, also enjoy the Shell Brewery because the Shell Brewery also has like 1912 root beer. Because they brew root beer there. But anyway. Campground in that state park, there is a man-made lake that's a swimming pool.
It's
surrounded 360 with it's a sand beach, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay,
but that, again, that's south.
Yeah,
southeast, not. Or sorry, southwest.
Southwest, not southeast.
But I definitely prefer. I prefer deciduous trees, but I like the North Shore.
Yeah,
I gotta go coniferous on this one.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, same.
I gotta go carnivorous on this one.
God damn it.
Question number two, solid or liquid? Which are you more likely to start a fire with? A cup of kindling or a cup of fuel?
Kindling.
Look, if you've got to rely on fuel, you're doing it wrong.
That's
agreed. Don't tell that to Joe. I think he just likes the bright pretty.
No, honestly. Don't get me wrong. It's fun. But if you need to rely on it.
I already told the story about just tearing up birch bark.
Yeah, exactly.
And
going,
and Joe's like, how do you make a fire without fluid? And I'm like, science? I don't know, bitch. Like, whatever.
I used to save old candles.
And mix the wax with sawdust and make fire starters.
Yeah, you can do the same thing with a bunch of different stuff. Mm-hmm. But
I used to make my own fire starters that way, way back in the day.
The best thing that I've heard of is actually, so you save the candles and sawdust, but then you also get a toilet paper tube.
And you
can just fill the sawdust into the toilet paper tube, and then you pour the paraffin into
that. The melted wax, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
But like if you have, especially like a pillar candle, and the wax is dribbling down the side, you just flake that off and save that, and then mix that with sawdust, and it makes a great fire.
Oh, sure.
We hardly ever use liquid fire starter. Yeah. We don't need it.
I prefer not to.
Yep. Fluid is for charcoal.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's the one time Joe doesn't use lighter fluid.
That's no, James.
No.
No.
I barely cook on charcoal.
Don't.
Oh, my God.
My dad always used lighter fluid on it.
Nope. Mm-hmm. No. Okay, so you need to get the hardwood lump charcoal.
Yeah. Okay, that would be a difference.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's,
and you it need is a, you need a chimney.
Yep.
And this is why I get confused as to why Joe can't build a fire. Because he gets the charcoal chimney.
Yeah.
And he puts the newspaper at the bottom.
Yeah.
and he puts the charcoal in the charcoal chimney.
Like you do.
And then he lights the paper at the bottom.
It does. Yeah, that
and I'm
makes
like,
complete
how the
sense.
Fuck are you not able to make an actual fire?
It's the same fucking principle.
It's the same thing. But yeah, and then the charcoal chimney, you just dump those charcoals once they get nice and heated. You dump them into the grill.
Uh-huh. I've just never really had to...
We'll talk.
Do that?
Well, yeah, the difference is there is definitely a difference in quality of taste in your food.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
fair
not
enough.
Wrong.
Yeah.
To like in a pinch, any charcoal will do. But like so if you want good grilled food,
sure.
Your charcoal is going to matter and the way you light it is going to matter.
Cuz that flavor will.
I believe it. Yeah. Yeah. Almost everything else in my life I prefer to do that. You know, like I have a stick shift car, I back into parking spots.
It's the same reason that pipe smokers don't use lighters. They use a wooden match.
A match, yeah.
Because it tastes different.
It tastes different. So. Yep.
Anyway, question number three, pre-cooked or all fresh? Do you or would you prepare as much of your food ahead of time as possible before a camping trip? Again, not really. No, I think we do.
I'm mostly a lunches, picnic and grilling kind of person.
Yeah, lunches are usually like granola bars and pre-made sandwiches or something like that. But most of the cooking we do is full on cooking.
I always keep
pre-made
snacks
sandwiches?
With me, which might.
Yeah, you make a sandwich at home.
It's like,
and then you put it in a sandwich bag.
Yeah. It's like making a school lunch, but for camping. I don't do that, but I'm not surprised that this is a thing.
Okay, maybe this is my charcoal thing.
I don't...
Your bread's gonna get real soggy.
No, it's not. What are you... Are you soaking your bread in a liquid? What do you... How do you make your sandwiches?
Like, if you have meat, lettuce, sliced tomatoes, mustard, mayonnaise...
Like, that already sounds too fancy for camping.
Yeah, this is camping we're talking about. It's going to be peanut butter jelly.
Or like a slice of bologna.
Or a slice of bologna
and
lettuce.
Some mayo. Yeah.
I just...
All right.
Pre-made sandwich. Like, for a school lunch, sure. It's going to be there for, like, 2 hours or something. But, like, for camping, it's going to be in that cooler for the whole drive. And then just that poor little sandwich.
You look so sadly offended.
I don't know what you're putting in your sandwiches.
I feel bad for these sandwiches.
Well,
I'm worried that they can't breathe in there.
After he finishes making the sandwich, in order to make it presentable, he washes it.
Like a
raccoon. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, although I will say, growing up, anytime there was camping, it was the James style where you had your loaf of bread and your sandwich meat and stuff like that, and you just made the sandwiches there.
Slice of tomatoes.
That said, no, we weren't that fancy. We literally only had bread
pickles?
And meat. Nope.
Yeah, it's either peanut butter and jelly, or it's a slice of bologna and a slice of American cheese. Those are your two choices.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
I mean, okay.
It's either peanut butter and jelly or bologna and cheese. That's your sandwich.
Yep. No, I'm with salsa
This is camping, James, not gourmet.
No, I get that.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm gonna say
I just take sandwiches very seriously.
Apparently.
And that's okay.
Like, you look wounded and offended.
A little bit.
Again, this is not meant to be a meal. This is meant to be fuel for you to go back into the hiking.
Sandwich.
Well, James, I can't have sandwiches anymore.
So check your privilege.
Yeah.
Thought you were woke.
You can have gluten-free bread.
Yeah, do you know how fucking expensive and or difficult that shit is to find?
And almond cheese.
I actually know exactly how difficult that is.
Yeah. Gluten-free bread and almond cheese.
Yeah.
question number four. That's where we are.
Dang!
Adventurer or homebodying? When you are on a camping trip, do you go out and explore the area at every opportunity, or do you relax and hang out by the fire pit? I think we answered this
one. Yeah, I think we all answered this one appropriately.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I do want to see a thing or two while I'm camping, but I don't need to explore. Shush your hormones.
I had a date like that once.
More than once.
A camping trip like that.
Last time I went camping, I actually did not leave the camp spot.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
It was very relaxing. Yeah.
Okay, question number 5, lake or shower. When you come back from a day full of activities, what's your first instinct for cooling off? Jump in a lake or hit the camp showers?
Lake for cooling off. Showers are for getting clean.
Neither. I sit in the shade and have a beer.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sit
down and have a beer.
Shade, beer, book. That's my cooling off.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't shower or lake for cooling off. I suppose I might dip my feet in the lake, depending on the lake.
Yeah.
But that's an activity that's not cooling off unless I'm like actually.
So
yeah, see,
he doesn't specify camping in this question, but based on the context that we have been going through, we are assuming he is talking about camping.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back from a day full of activities,
yeah.
So we are still at the campsite.
Yeah,
we are not at home.
Right.
Right.
I usually will do that. I would say
he specifies lake. Camp showers, though.
He does say camp showers. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, what I do with my day is when I finish work, I go out to a campground so I can take a camp shower.
In this case, I will say
for 2 months a year, you do.
Yeah.
Actually, I shower before I come out.
She washes the fucking shower.
Yeah,
she tells the frogs to piss off. And then
yeah. Sometimes I have to chase the snake out of there.
Pervert frogs, yeah.
So, obviously, shade and beer is my first, but I would say jump in a lake. Except at Fest, don't do camp showers that much.
Yeah.
I kind of save...
Here's the thing.
While I'm camping, I'm just filthy.
Yeah.
And then I come home and get clean.
So the Fest campground is an official campground.
Mm-hmm.
It is a registered official campground.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so we have to follow rules for campground showers.
Mm-hmm. It's got county guidelines.
Yeah. We have some ones that we have to follow.
Okay.
And here's the thing, is that we do twice as much cleaning with more disinfectant than we are minimum required to do.
Oh, yeah.
And those showers are still kind of creepy afterwards.
But
I might have the cleanest goddamn campground showers in the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they are still campground showers.
Yep.
Do I think I'm going to get sick or gross off of them? No. Do I want to go in there and take a shower? Buddy, I gotta be real gross for that.
I've been in some camp showers
that
I would not wish on a dog.
Right.
The spiders that are usually in there are biblical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why I'm like, I pretty much steer clear of that. I honestly, when I'm camping, tend to take a baby wipe.
Yep. Shower in a box. Yep.
Or even just like water from like a bottle. Like just bottled water, little splashy splash, little wipey wipe.
Honestly, if we're camping, we're usually 99% of the time, obviously not at Fest. At Fest, I will take a shower. But regular camping, 99% of the time, it's get out there on Friday night and be home by Sunday night.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm completely okay with not taking a shower in that duration.
Yeah.
Yes, I might be stinky. I've got my deodorant with me.
Yeah.
But it's camping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to a certain amount, it depends on what I did that day.
Yeah.
Like if it was a wet day and I decided to splash in some puddles, probably am taking a shower.
There's a lot
that a baby wipe just can't do.
There are extenuating circumstances, but most of the time, if I'm camping, I'm just going to take a really big shower when I get home.
Yeah.
Whereas jump in the lake, I'll absolutely do that.
I have a clawfoot tub.
Yes, you do. By the way, I just bought a ladder if you need to borrow it to get in your tub.
Fuck you.
Were you joking?
No, I just bought a ladder.
Yeah.
But then he said to get in your clawfoot tub. And that was the jerk part. I already have a step stool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Already accommodated this, and he's being an ass.
Uh-huh.
The little dachshund ladder.
Yeah.
Dachshunds with erections.
Can't climb stairs.
Yeah.
Boom.
Closing thoughts. We took a 20-mile bike ride along the, and I'm going to mispronounce this, Sakata? S-A-K-A-T-A-H. The Sakata Singing Hills Trail from Sakata Lake to Kin Lake and back today. It was fantastic, if exhausting. Tomorrow, we might go kayaking on the lake or bike into Watertown, which is only a couple miles from the campsite. If I can give my personal opinion, kayaking is infinitely better than bicycling. But this is a pretty stellar tradition we're making. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm. Yay.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, all you need to do is go to our website, aonpodcast.com, and click on the Submit a Fast Five button. It's right there.
It is right
Click
there.
On that button, fill out the form, click Submit. You're done. Your job is done. Now all you need to do is wait and listen to this podcast as we eventually get to your Fast Five and then make fools of ourselves trying to figure out what your context
is. As per usual.
Does anybody have a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to my office's cafeteria because that's fucking glorious. Oh, my God. Our cafeteria is amazing. I've been eating salads because I...
Well done.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't...
probably rare.
Wow. I don't like keeping veggies in my fridge because I never get to them.
Yep.
But having salad available to me fresh has been wonderful. My shit's way better right now than it has been in a while. I'm just going to say that one out loud.
Plus, there's something just real enticing about someone else's vegetables. It's like doing someone else's dishes.
Only I don't have to clean anything and I get to eat.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, our cafeteria is pretty fucking amazing. And, like, and I look around and there's all of these other options. Like, it's just, no, that salad bar, man. That fucking salad bar. So glorious.
Ooh, yeah.
So shout out to Salad Bar and salad.
Especially like the salad bars that have meat. Sometimes I'll just skip the salad and just get meat.
I like pasta salad.
I like Jell-O salad.
Oh, my God.
Zupa has like a brisket salad.
Yeah, they
really
do.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Basically, if the salad has more calories than their sandwiches do, then they're a good salad.
Wow. All right.
Which is also probably why I have gained as much weight as I have.
Right. Like, I have actively tried and lost 20 pounds over the past year.
Well done.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like... whatever. Like, weight is meaningless.
Yes, we're not doing that bullshit.
The whole thing was I wanted to get more energetic, and this was a thing that I could help use to measure certain things. But yeah, the salad stuff, like, I'm hopeful I can get to my next level. So, yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to LiveJournal for being something that I once took seriously and that is now the punchline to several jokes.
I miss LiveJournal.
I do too.
May it rest in peace. Mm-hmm. With the Russians.
All right.
You know LiveJournal was taken over by the Russians, right?
I did not know.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
We were all bailing over to Facebook, and Russia just kind of took over LiveJournal.
I'm aware that LiveJournal existed.
Oh.
And that's actually one of the reasons why I was finally like, okay, fine, I'll make the jump.
Ah, gotcha.
So, yeah. Yep.
I'm going to give my shout out to... I have a couple options. Which one am I going to go with? I'm going to give my shout out to... my sense of hearing.
Okay.
Which, while I was working yesterday, randomly picked out the word Minneapolis in a YouTube video that I was watching. And that is the moment I've discovered that Foil Arms and Hog is going to be performing in Minneapolis in November.
Nice. Okay. All right.
At all excited about this?
Just a wee bit. Transition at the end of their video, they were like, you know, here's our tour dates, and my hearing happened to catch Minneapolis, and I went, Dubois. Please say it's not in August. Please say it's not in August.
Yeah.
Awareness at the edge of your awareness, where you suddenly lock into a word. That's what I'm giving my shout out to.
Nice.
It's got to be a word in German for that. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Convergence. I have all of the shows. I will give you more information on all of them later. Come by Wordslinger's Way over the course of Convergence. I will probably be there. I will also have stickers.
Stickers!
So,
Shit.
Yeah.
Stickers!
Come find me and be like, hey, bitch, give me a sticker, and then I'll give you a sticker. It's pretty easy.
Or just, hey, Jenna, would also be...
Hey, Jenna, give me a sticker. Make it sticky and not covered in lint.
I'll put it on an instrument case.
Or usually my laptop, because that's what everybody does.
Hey, 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 hey.
Nah, 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 nah,
nah, nah, nah, nah.
So young.
Where were we? You were plugging the thing.
Yeah. Convergence. Find me at Wordslinger's Way.
Mm-hmm.
Get a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out with me.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me of who you are, because I don't recognize people because it's been a fucking pandemic.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Also, face masks will be a thing at con.
Mm-hmm.
I got some fun ones. I'm not really cosplaying this year, but I have fun masks.
But the lower half of your masks. Face is fun.
Yes, exactly.
Delightful.
No, I got one that I think you're going to be delighted in, James. I will take a picture.
It's tiny.
I'm excited.
I'm guessing.
No,
it's just a tiny mask.
It just
covers her nostrils.
I got an anime mask.
You're going to have to get a Brazilian?
It's so cute. All right. Way to make it weird, assholes.
Yeah. That is literally our job.
I know. I did also get a red panda mask.
That's so good.
That's fucking amazing. All right.
And a few more. But, yeah. Come find me. I'll be there. Wordslinger's Way. I don't even remember what floor we're on, but I know we moved from the previous location, so...
And if you
make
need
sure
a
to
face,
look that up.
If you need a face mask, go to CasimirTheHungry.com. I know what I'm saying.
Wow.
Actually, it's SideshowCast.com.
Way to fucking step all over my goddamn plug, asshole. Also, I'm streaming. You've heard it. If you don't know, I don't know what to tell you.
The details are in various Facebook feeds and in Discord.
So much Discord.
So much Discord.
Watch her by now.
You should really, 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 really watch her.
Yeah.
James, anything?
Not a fucking thing
okay,
right now.
Fearless Comedy Productions has a show in the Minnesota Fringe Festival. It is What's Your Day Job? Or How Capitalism Destroys Us All.
Oh.
It's a comedy, I swear.
Shit.
Yes, but it will be in the Minnesota Fringe Festival. Like I said, go to the Fringe Festival website, search for What's Your Day Job or How Capitalism Destroys Us All, or search for Fearless Comedy Productions. Check it out. It was written by a couple of fairly new members of Fearless Comedy Productions.
Oh, nice.
Zach Stodds and Lauren Rosemergy.
They're wonderful.
They are fantastic. Yes, they wrote this piece, and I'm really looking forward to hearing how it goes. Because I will not be doing Fringe, because that's not my bag.
That's fair.
I'm being honest.
Yeah, I might pop in and see a couple of things, but I don't have an artist pass this year because I'm not fringing. So
I'm in the act of planning a fringe date.
Well, this should be one of them.
I'm hoping.
All right. Does anybody else have any final thoughts?
Bye bye, I love you. Bye bye bye.
All right, thank you so very much for everybody for listening to this podcast. Thank you, obviously, to the Senpodes.
Senpodes. Senpodes. Senpodes.
I don't know how to help with this one.
Improv.
Yeah, I'm not good at improv.
Timing.
I get this.
Timing. where was I? Oh, yes. Thank you to them. Thank you to all of you.
T-shirts.
Yeah, get excited for that. Tell your friends about that. Prepare your torsos. In the meantime, on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.